them. We're not done, so we'll could be a third quarterback. We'll look and see what happens with the waiver wire and whether we add a quarterback to the active roster or to the practice squad, but we'll have a third quarterback in here.
Why was not Matt nor Kim the answer for the third quarterback?
Well, we had an offer for a trade for Matt, so we thought that was the best possible scenario in that situation. And then we just felt like, I think Tim's really progressed, but we didn't feel like he was good enough to be the three right now. So.
If you add another quarterback, is the practice squad an option for putting somebody on that?
We're going to add a third quarterback. If we add him to the active, then there won't be a practice squad player. If we add him to the practice squad, then we'll add another active player. So, but we're not going to have four quarterbacks in here.
In that third quarterback spot, what are you going to be looking for? Because obviously it's someone who does not have the system down yet.
Yeah, I mean, no one has the system down yet. So just who we think the most productive guy out there that fits for us. So.
Do you already have that quarterback target?
No, there's a bunch of guys. The waiver wire everybody doesn't hit till 4 o'clock, so and you don't know who's been released, who hasn't been released. So
there's more than one that you're looking at.
There's who's ever available. We're going to look at everybody available. So.
What did Denzel Rice do to be one of the cornerbacks?
Yeah, we thought Denzel had a really good camp for us, actually starting back in OTAs and did a really nice job. I know myself, Corey, and Billy feel really comfortable with Denzel. I think he's got a bright future, and we're excited about having him. I think he really improved his throwing motion from when he was throwing a couple of years ago. He worked extremely hard on it and deserves a lot of credit for that. And I talked to him a little earlier today when we released him, and I think he just needs to get more playing time. Needs to get out there and get actual reps, because I think he's done a ton on his own from an individual basis, but it's about playing the game and taking that next step and now playing the game. So.
Is there the thought of keeping him possibly for short yard situations?
We looked at everything, and then we made the best decision on what we had to do for the Eagles. So.
At safety, what made Jerome
safety? We've really liked Jerome. I think he's really good in the run game. I think he fits. He's a real tall, long defender, can really run really well. He's an outstanding tackler with Philly. He'll really be able to contribute on special teams. And we just felt he had the best upside at that position.
Chip, did that game the other night really make any difference in your mind as much as you do the quarterback?
Oh, yeah. We took everything into account.
And Tim, I think everybody thought he played a good game, but obviously it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, he played well in that game. So, but it's a compilation of the whole time. It wasn't just, as I said, it wasn't just one game that was a make or break good. If you play well in one game, you're here. So, he did play really well against the Jets.
When you look at Josh Andrews, he's the eighth lineman in the team.
Ninth lineman, yeah.
Ninth lineman. Why is
center guard versatility, real explosive, big, stout player, can play multiple positions, smart guy, really did a good job in terms of us developing him last year as a practice squad player, been with us going into his second year and has really come along.
Is there a position now that you look at where the depth isn't what you want? And
I wouldn't say that the depth isn't what you want, but you're always going to look for can you improve. So and you're never going to say we're set here, because if a player becomes available that you think is better than who's ever in that position, then you're going to have to look to improve. So we're always looking to improve.
Two parts. Moffitt, why did he do what you hoped he would do? And you're still looking maybe out there for a guard in the offensive line?
No, in particular for a guard. We'll always look at if there's anybody that can improve our roster, but we feel comfortable with the players that we have here. And I don't think it was anything that John did. I just think it was what Josh did. And Josh really played really well for us and has position versatility, which you need in a backup player. So.
You talked about Najee Good last week and how well he was playing. I'm sure he was probably one of the last guys.
He was the last guy.
Okay.
You
just added so much depth to the inside linebacker. Is that pretty much why you...
Yeah, it's just difficult. All linebackers, we got 10 on the roster. So it's a difficult position, in terms of we probably had their most depth at that position, and that was the toughest one, it was hard. Najee gave us everything he had, worked extremely hard, and was really productive, but we just couldn't fit in an 11th linebacker.
The fact that you kept, if I'm not mistaken, you kept three tight ends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of indicate that you picked Sanders to be ready?
Nope. I don't know where Zach will be in terms of that, but those are the three we felt were the best part of the 53.
Will Marcus Smith start the season on the regular roster, or IR to return, or anything like that?
He's on the regular roster.
Okay. How much more do you think you're going to do? You have, and I don't know if it makes any difference, an extra day before you start practice. Can that figure into maybe making some more moves?
The extra day? No. No, I don't think that factors into everything because everybody else except for the four teams that are playing Monday night don't have an extra day. So, you know, it's not like there's going to be more players available on the last day. So we'll just assess what happens at the cuts with everybody, and then we'll see if there's any moves to make or any moves not to make. So.
Jim, when you look at the roster now, you're through with it. Do you feel like it's more depth? We've talked about before what you tried to do in the offseason. Do you feel like the decisions are a little more harder this year as opposed to years?
The decisions were harder, but I think it'll play out during the season, so I'm not a prediction guy. So we're comfortable with the team we have right now, and we'll see how it goes.
Was this day any different for you last year, heading down to Navy, watching a football game this year? Because of the final say?
No, I had a final say in the 53-man roster last year. So.
You're just doing it on the road against last year?
No, we just made all the cuts the day before.
Was this part of the plan or something you were thinking about going into the Thursday night's game or no?
There was no master plan. It was just everybody comes in here and competes when you get here in April, and we'll let it play out the way it plays out. So.
You said moments ago that it could be active roster, could be practice squad. Would you be comfortable going into a game or going into a week with two quarterbacks on the active?
Yeah, because you can switch a guy out the day before, right up until game time. So, I mean, we need to have a third quarterback in here, but if he's on the practice squad or on the active roster, it really doesn't make any difference. If someone gets hurt on Saturday, you can switch him out and make him active. So, it's not a big deal.
The only problem with that is you would have to take somebody off the active roster.
Yeah.
It'd be bad for that guy.
It'd be bad for that guy, but it wouldn't be bad for – I mean, it would be worse if we didn't have a quarterback.
Well, yeah.
I mean –
No, I'm saying it's better to have to get him on the roster already.
It doesn't matter is what I'm saying, because the quarterback never dresses for the game. So whether he's on the practice squad or on the 53, you can make him active if you need to make him active is what I'm saying. So it really doesn't matter. Well, if two guys get hurt in a game, then we're always screwed because you only have two guys dressed on game day. So you never have three quarterbacks dressed on game day. You always have two quarterbacks dressed on game day.
So why the possibility?
So if you had of an act, if we have a third quarterback, like last year Matt Barkley was our third quarterback, was on our 53-man active roster, he wasn't active for any games. So if two guys went down in the Washington game, we couldn't go dress Matt Barkley, said Matt, get your stuff on, you're going back in the game, you got to live. Yeah, that rule's not in existence anymore.
Yeah, but so why the possibility just two this year as opposed to the two previous years?
Because we're going to look at what the best scenario is out there. I mean, we're not going to put a guy on the active roster if we don't believe there's anybody that's qualified for the active roster. If you could get a guy on the practice squad, then you save another roster space. But I don't know what's available, so it could be either or. So.
Did you think you had more depth at the quarterback position the two previous years, and that's why you kept?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Keeping four running backs.
I don't know why this is a hard thing for you. Whether the guy is the third quarterback is on the practice squad or on the active roster, we can make him active on game day. Because if we exposed Matt, we would have lost Matt.
Right.
Just like we lost Matt.
Matt.
We kept Matt because we wanted to have a third quarterback. And if we put Matt on the waiver wire, we would not have been able to get him to the practice squad. Because another team would then have taken him, and he wouldn't have been available to us. So then we would have only had two quarterbacks. We need to have three quarterbacks. Whether that person's on the practice squad or on the active really doesn't matter, because you can activate that guy at the end of the week. It doesn't matter where you bring him from. That's the only point we're trying to make.
In keeping four running backs, you did that part of the season in 13, you have four healthy guys now, I assume. What factored into that?
Just think, Kenyon stood out to everybody. Kenyon stood out in special teams to Coach Phipp, and Kenyon stood out as a real contributing guy as a running back, and he can also play receiver. So there's a lot of versatility in Kenyon, and he earned a spot on this football team.
You ended up
just like last year, Trey Burton earned a spot in this football team as the fourth tight end because Trey did an unbelievable job in came into camp and had some versatility and kind of did the same thing. Played running back for us at times. Was an emergency quarterback for us also, with, as well as an outstanding special team player. So.
You ended up releasing a fourth-round pick from last year, Jalen Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit unusual. What didn't happen there?
I don't think that's unusual. I think the best players earn spots on this team, and I don't look at where they came in at or what their draft selection was or all those other things. And if you do, I think you're going to hurt your football team. You know, the best players play. So I don't think it has anything to do. It doesn't. I don't think it has anything to do with Jalen. I think it has to do with the play of E.J. Biggers and the play of Denzel Rice.
What did Josh Andrews do better to make the team this year?
Yeah, Josh has really developed, and I know Stout's really excited about him. Josh is a two-position player. You know, can be a center, can be a guard, can excel at both. Yep. And smart, explosive, big. You know, he's got the size. Sometimes guys don't have the size to bump out the guard, but Josh has the size to bump out the guard. We really like his athleticism, and we really think he's grown in going into his second year here.
So you got it, you know, you had him on the practice squad all last year.
Yeah, we did, and we were excited about what year two would be like, and he earned it. You know, he earned himself a spot in the 53-man roster. So.
A guy like Malcolm Bunch, did he show you something during training camp? Or is that kind of a tough
he did, and I just yeah, there were a lot of tough decisions. Malcolm was a real tough decision, you know. But I think we have some depth in the offensive line, so you know we knew that we were going to losing Julian Vandeveld. He was another guy that's been here. You know, is a draft pick on this team, has been here for a long time, and has played for us, you know. So there were in every situation, it's a tough decision because you know how much those guys have put into it, and it's hard to tell them, you know, at this point in time that you're not going to make the 53.
Chip, is it your idea to get a younger quarterback who you think can develop up the line, or a veteran who is –
No, we have absolutely no preference on that. I don't know where that came from. We want the best guy that can help us win football games right now. So if that player has to play because of injuries, then you know we need to be prepared to play right now. So it's not the ideal world. Let's get a young guy in here and develop. Well, in game six, if that guy has to go and play in a game, you say, geez, I wish I had an older guy in here. You know, we're going to take whoever we think is the best available guy, and it could be to the active or to the practice squad.
But that 53rd spot, you have kicker, or is Cody going to be a kicker?
Could it be a kicker? Yes. Is Cody okay? Yes.
How's Miles Austin?
Miles Austin is fine.
Will he be practicing?
Yes, he will. Will he be practicing? Yes, he will.
Zach Ertz, I might as well throw this in. Zach Ertz
is going to kick, and he's going to be the third quarterback. So we're excited about Zach's versatility. That's what actually – he didn't even get operated on. He's been working on kicking and being the third quarterback. We just did it on the side so that we could unveil it when we get to Atlanta. Now we're good there. We got Sproles and Barner, so we feel pretty comfortable with that. Zach's coming along. You know, we'll see where he is next week when we get back out in the field on Wednesday.
As far as Matt Barkley, how would you assess his development from the bottom end?
I thought Matt did a nice job. You know, he came in, he had the shoulder injury, you know, right towards the end of his senior year. And that kind of, and he'll tell you that affected him a little bit in his first year. But I think he improved. And you know, when you hear about a million trades that are going to go on the cutdown day. There aren't as many as everybody really says there are. And he was the only guy we had any offers for. So we just felt that we were going to get another draft pick in here. And it's beneficial to him. He gets a chance to go back to the West Coast. You know, he gets I know he's really close with Carson, so you know, he was excited when I met with him last night and talked about it. So we're happy for Matt, and I hope he has a good long career at Arizona.
The condition on that trade, is that 50, is that 6 games on the 53?
6 games on the 53.
When do you have the players back to prepare for the
Tuesday we'll have meetings, and then Wednesday we'll be back on the field.
Overall, how do you feel about 52 guys you have here?
We feel good. I think we had a good train. We've been they worked extremely hard. I think they got a great mindset. We're excited to get to work and start this thing for real.
Are you able to have a sense of how this 52 is relative to the 53 you came out with last year and the year prior?
No, and I really don't think of it that way because it doesn't mean anything for me to spend time thinking about how it was 2 years ago or how it was last year. We're thinking about Atlanta is what we're thinking about.
Who who would be, we're all kidding aside, who would be the emergency? You have an emergency quarterback on the roster?
Trey Burton or Josh Huff would be the two guys that have played quarterback before. That if we have to get that, they'll start. They get snaps. And no, you got it. It was the same thing. We had James Casey and Trey were the two guys last year. So, and Brad Smith. So we had three. We probably would have went with Brad first last year because he had the most experience of playing quarterback. But right now, the guy who has the most experience of playing quarterback would be Trey.
At the nickel spot, do you know which man is going there?
It depends on who we're playing. So I know we're playing Atlanta.
So going into the Atlanta game.
We got a pretty good idea.
Can you tell who?
No. I don't know what that does. Who's that benefit?
Wow.
Benefit. Thank you. Right? So, I mean, I can tell them how many times you're going blitz, too, but. We're good? All right, guys.